This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba claims Nepal is at high risk due to regional and global climate change. Three die in boat capsize in West Nawalparasi. And North Korea threatens United States with powerful measures as joint drills begin with South Korea. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has said that Nepal is at high risk due to regional and global climate change. He mentioned that the Nepalese have to face different challenges due to the increase in temperature and the widespread changes in rainfall, the increase in disasters and calamities and extreme events. In the first meeting of the National Council for Environmental Protection and Climate Change Management, which was formed as per the provision of the Environment Act 2076, the Prime Minister informed that the government has prioritized climate change and environmental protection, keeping the issue of the environment in mind. The council meeting held today under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Deoba has passed important policy documents related to the environment. The 27th Conference of the Parties to the International Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP27, is being held in Egypt from November 6th to 18th. Three persons died in a boat capsize that occurred at Ghol of Narayani River in West Nawalparasi district yesterday. According to the chief of the police in the district, Rishiram Kadil, the boat ferrying the youths returning home after a picnic had capsized at Ghol of Narayani River in Sustha Rural Municipality 4. The dead has been identified as Guddu Harijan, aged 22, Neeraj Harijan, aged 18, and Ranjit Gupta, aged 18, from Sustha 4. Two others, Kishore Harijan and Sohit Sahani, on board, were injured. They have been taken to Vairava for treatment. Police have initiated an investigation into the incident. The newly appointed U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Dean Richard Thompson, held a meeting with the chairperson of CPN Maoist Center and former Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda this morning. According to Chairperson Dahal's secretariat, during the meeting, the two discussed the issues of bilateral relations, Nepali politics and economic development. The former Prime Minister expressed gratitude to the United States and its people for their assistance to Nepal. The U.S. Ambassador Thompson assured that the U.S. would continue its assistance to Nepal in order to achieve sustainable and inclusive financial development. He also believed that the 75-year-old relations with Nepal would be further developed in his tenure. Likewise, the newly appointed U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Dean R. Thompson, had paid a courtesy call to Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma. According to the Finance Minister's secretariat, during the meeting held at the Finance Ministry today, a discussion was held on the issues of bilateral interest and cooperation. On the occasion, Minister Sharma wished the U.S. Ambassador his successful tenure in Nepal. The main opposition party, CPN-UML, is unveiling its election manifesto for the upcoming November 20th general elections today. According to the central member of the party and deputy head of the publicity department, Bishnu Rizal, the manifesto is being made public in a program this afternoon. According to Rizal, UML is preparing to unveil the manifesto in a unique manner. Following its release, UML chair KP Sharma Oli will hold a live debate on the manifesto. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. North Korea has threatened the United States with powerful follow-up measures if it does not stop conducting joint military drills with South Korea. Washington and Seoul yesterday began one of their largest combined military air drills, which will end on Friday. North Korea has also launched a series of missiles in recent weeks in response to their various drills. This follows intelligence reports that Pyongyang is preparing for its first nuclear weapons test since 2017. North Korea's foreign ministry in a statement said, if the United States continuously persists in grave military provocations, North Korea will take into account more powerful follow-up measures. The current military drills, called Vigilant Storm, involve hundreds of airplanes conducting mock attacks 24 hours a day. Early in October, Washington deployed its nuclear-powered U.S. aircraft carrier, USS Ronald Reagan, near the Korean Peninsula in a move that was widely seen as a warning to the North. Despite crippling sanctions, Pyongyang conducted 6 nuclear tests between 2006 and 2017. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said Russia is suspending, but not ending, its participation in a deal that allows safe passage to vessels carrying Ukrainian grain exports. Moscow pulled out of the UN-brokered agreement on Saturday, alleging that the Ukraine had used a safety corridor in the Black Sea to attack its fleet. The United Nations said there was no ships inside the corridor that night. Ukraine has not claimed responsibility for the attack. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the deal would be honored and accused Russia of blackmailing the world with hunger, a claim Russia denies. After Russia invaded Ukraine in February, its navy imposed a blockade on Ukraine's Black Sea ports, trapping about 20 million tons of grain meant for export outside the country, along with other foodstuffs. A U.S. court has blocked a $2.2 billion merger between the world's largest book publisher, Penguin Random House, and its rival, Simon Schuster. In a brief order yesterday, U.S. District Judge Florence Pan said the deal could substantially lessen competition in the publishing industry. The U.S. Department of Justice filed a lawsuit to stop the deal last November. Penguin Random House was formed through the merger of two major publishers from the UK and the US in 2013. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning are possible in one or two places in the hilly regions of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning are possible at one or two places in hilly regions of Province No. 1, Gandaki and Sudar Pashchim Province tonight. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 12 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 25.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba claims Nepal is at high risk due to regional and global climate change. 3 die in boat capsize in West Nawalparasi. And North Korea threatens United States with powerful measures as joint drills begin with South Korea. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.